Loser Stories, Episode 6. Hope you enjoy it. Today's story is called The Lamb with the Golden Fleece. Have you ever been on a trip? A vacation? Then you probably know what it feels like to be homesick. Even if you haven't, people have probably told you that they're homesick or they're sad because they're leaving someplace. Well, this story is about that. All right, let's get to the story. So, once upon a time, there lived three children. They were almost grown, and it was time for them to find their fortune. The first one's name was May. The second one's name was Charles. And the third one's name was Julia. One day, they set off to see what kind of fortune they could make. They wanted to become travelers and become rich. But then, one day, when they started off on an adventure, May said, "I don't want to go. I miss my home." With that, they stayed in that hometown for a long time, until they saw an old woman. This old woman had a cane. She was bent over and she looked hungry, but all she had was a couple of sheep. "My children, will you please look after these sheep for me? My friends are having a hard time, so I cannot pay you in money, but I will give you whatever lamb you want." So, with that, they cared for her lambs. They cared for her sheep until the lambs were born. So when that came, the old woman came back, and she said, "Good job, you children. These lambs are fresh and new. Now it is time for you to choose your lambs." The three children examined them. "May, what is your choice?" the old woman said. "I choose the one with the golden fleece," she said, pointing out a lamb with a bright gold fleece. "Charles, what is your choice?" "I want the lamb with the golden fleece too." "Oh, Julia, what would you like?" "I cannot deny, I would love the lamb with the golden fleece." "Well, I'm sorry, but there was only one lamb with a golden fleece. You may take two smaller lambs and the lamb with the golden fleece. Now, goodbye. Thank you for caring for my lambs." "I would go see a judge if I were you." Doo 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 doo. We'll get back to the story after a quick break. Are you looking for a good place to vacation? Go to the Smokies, a nice house with an arcade and a wonderful view would suit you. Doo 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 doo. All right, time to get back to the story. When we left off, three friends had just gotten homesick. And so they stayed in their hometown where they found an old woman who let them care for their sheep, but they found a golden one. And now they're off to find the judge. Let me see, said the judge again. "I wonder. I will test you to see who gets the lamb. May, what would you do with the lamb?" "I would sell it and get a fortune. Where first I would buy a motorhome, so I would not be homesick. Because I would be driving my home. Then I would travel all around the world and have great time and get a fortune." "That is quite an answer," the judge said. Charles, what would you do?
Charles said,
I would go and sell the lamb and buy myself a place where I could sell the goods that I would find around the world, and I too would buy a motorhome. What a good answer.
Again, the judge said.
Julia then said, I would use the lamb for good. I would donate part of the money to society. Then the rest of it I would spend on a huge mansion, which I would keep in the very center of the world. And then I would also buy a motorhome and travel around the world. What a good answer, the judge said finally. Now, one last thing. Since you three are clever friends, I would like you to ask me a question and tell me the answer, and then tell me a good story. May, you go first. So, the question is, how far away is the dark from the light? How far away the light is from the dark, the judge exclaimed. Very good, May. Then yes, Christopher, ask me a question. Christopher said, how could there be in power in something weak that is clearly weak? I know, said the judge, love. And Julia, you cannot be the weakest in cleverness. Yes, Judge, I cannot. The question is, if wheat is growing in the ground, how could it already be eaten? Because somebody could have had to pay a debt, so they paid it in corn. The judge exclaimed, very good, everyone. Now for the stories. So, May, you go first. So May told the story of the killdeer. So a wonderful bird flew down and squawked at the men. What she was really saying was, get away from my eggs. So she kept on telling the story until finally she got to the end. Bravo, bravo, shouted the judge. Now, Christopher, you should tell me a story. So he told her the story of wit and wordplay. So he brought her a tray of food and asked her these questions. At the end of the story, the judge did the same thing. Bravo again, bravo, bravo. Well, now, Julia, you need to tell me a fantastic story just like theirs. You promise that you know what to do? Of course I do, Judge. So she told the story of the alligator's tear. And with that, the children stopped arguing because they'd worked together with that. The end. Bravo! Bravo, all of your stories are amazing, but I have to say, they're too good and too close together. So I will take the lamb and I will bring back what I sold the lamb for. How is that? Great, they all said. As soon as the judge left, they whispered, could it be rubies? Could it be gold? I bet it's diamonds! Oh man, what if it's gold or emeralds. So when the judge finally came back, she was carrying a chest. They looked in the chest, and inside there was a pair of boots, strong boots, hiking boots, waterproof boots. Three pairs of them, and a couple loaves of bread,
a bunch of wheels of cheese, a couple shawls, a couple outfits, a couple warm blankets, and then a note that said, "These things will help you on your journeys."
"What does that mean?" Julia asked.
"It means," the wise judge said, "it means you don't always need riches to go on journeys. It means all you need is stories."
"How is that possible?"
they all said.
"Well, your cleverness. You can think up a way to get from one place to another.
And your stories will give you whatever you want. You'll be treated like a king and queens wherever you go."
"But why will we be treated like that?"
Christopher broke in.
"Because
you will pay them in return with your stories," the judge said.
And after that,
the friends gathered around and they went together, all in a couple ways, with their friends, two sheeps, along beside them. But no sheeps had a golden fleece, 'cause they'd learned what was more important in this world. It wasn't rubies, it wasn't emeralds, it wasn't gold, and it wasn't diamonds. It was something more important than all that. It was friendship, wit, and story.
This is the end of episode 6 of Here's Your Stories. Hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you learned a lesson with this story.